Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
They've covered sports in Nashville for over 30 years, and they're ready to talk the big topics with you.
They open the door for everything.
Who is it for us to say a bad decision? It's up to them.
This is the Greg Pogue and Darren McFarland Show.
All right.
Presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Your sports live here on ESPN, 94.9 The Fan, and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
The boys are back in town.
Hour number two of the big show here. That's Darren McFarland. I'm Greg Pogue. That's Parker Kelly. I'm pointing at them like you would know. Anyway, we'll get back to your phone calls a little bit later on. 615-759-9949. Something we're starting right now, and we have sort of likened this show to a soft launch of a restaurant, right? Where we'll be in a month. Hopefully it's better than this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully it's better than this. Something that...
Can't promise.
No, I mean...
But we can hope.
I'd say bets are probably 50-50 either way right now. Something that I've done for a long time on all my little things that I've done in the marketplace is called Pick It With the Pickers. And it's where I can bring on people that are my friends, who are famous. And Killer Bees... He's a friend, his wife, Terry's a sweetheart. They are true friends. And, of course, comedian, actor, more than a decade on the Moonshiners, on the Discovery Channel, but just a good old dude. Beezer, good morning. How you doing, bud? Hey.
I'm awesome, man. It's good to hear your voice. I am in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, at my brother Norman's house, sitting in his guitar room. Surrounded by Martins and Stratocasters and Les Pauls. So, dream come true morning.
Wow. I was going to say, first off, you're in Hattiesburg. What'd you do wrong? But then you told me you're surrounded by, classic guitars. Yeah. And you play the guitar, right?
I know three blues notes, and I know them at two different dots, Greg. And I do great guitar face. I make it look really, really hard. So there's that.
So what do you add on tour? When you get back on the road, what are you doing, man?
Well, we just finished filming the season finale of Moonshiners, and the season finale was three episodes long, so. We've been hard at it up in the Smoky Mountains, and we're finally done with that. I don't know exactly when this new season starts airing. I know they were trying to get every team done last week with all their filming. So I guess in the next couple of months, the new season 16, will start airing. So just got done with that. So I'm done with that for the season. And, Greg, we have a TV show that we film in our church on Tuesday nights called The Christian Comedy Revival, and it has actually been picked up by two affiliates of the Christian Television Network. So So we have a TV show that we do in our church in Mobile that now is getting a little bit of momentum going on it, and still out touring and basically just, man, enjoying the fire out of my 45th year of doing stand-up for a living. Man, it's such a treat to make people laugh and smile for a living, Greg. It's just, you know, it's a dream come true, man.
Killer Bees, say hello to my my radio partner, Darren McFarlane, a good buddy of mine. Say hello to Bees.
Killer Bees, how you doing, man?
I'm great, brother. Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, you too. In fact, I didn't know Moonshiners was still going. I did an event at Bristol Motor Speedway, did some shows out there many, many years ago, and they were out there. That's when, I mean, it was kind of, everybody was discovering that show, and I can't think of, I think it was a guy named Tim, but he's got a nickname. I don't remember, but he came on, yeah. And we did a big interview with him, had a blast.
But
he was
16
crazy.
Years.
16 years. And, I did not realize
and you
that.
Part of, what, 11 now, Bees?
Correct. And my pastor is so proud. Look, there's a plaque at our church. I have made the prayer list every Sunday for 11 years in a row. I've got the world record there, man.
That is hilarious. And you, Ed, look, in all seriousness, you are known for, right, like, good, clean humor. And I've always appreciated that about you. And when you see a guy like, you know, Nate Bargatze come along, who's from here in Nashville and is doing it all clean, typically, I mean, I don't want to speak for Greg, but I mean, I've been to, you know, hundreds of comedy shows over the years, and most are not, let's be totally honest. Most are not. In fact, some, I think I've gone home and said, I need to take a shower after that. I enjoyed myself, but right. I think I need to take a shower. But it's impressive when you don't need that to still have a successful, you know, stand-up tour.
Well, it's harder to work clean, you know, and for several years, like so many of us, I was a blue act, if you will. But as your skill level increases and your experience level, you know, and as you get better at it, you realize that you can end up with the chops to work clean and still crush the audience. And nobody ever complains that a show wasn't dirty enough if that show was funny enough, you know, and that's the reality of it right there. So at this stage of the game, it behooves me now to work clean and try to do it with the integrity that the art form deserves. You know, spoken word is arguably the toughest art form there is. And so it's just an honor to get to still be involved in it at this stage.
Blue act. I don't think I've ever heard that. So that's...
Well, that's the terminology for dirty.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And so that's the terminology for that. And you brought up Nate's name. You know, Nate has really stuck to his guns as far as working clean and being very professional. And so kudos to him, man. Kudos to him. And he's doing a lot with his success. So he's on the good guy list for dang sure.
Killer Bees with us, Picking with the Pickers. We're going to do this every Friday morning at 11 here. Greg Pogue, Darren McFarlane, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. Bees, you ever get up on stage and what worked in Mobile didn't work in Pensacola? What do you do? Where's the parachute?
Well, here's one of the things about that. That's the nature of the beast, man, and it is so not just frustrating, but sometimes intimidating, just the fact that a certain bit will just kill in one room, and then you just get crickets in another room, you know, and that's just the nature of the beast, man. There are ecological things that can go on that make a show work or not work. If it's too hot in the showroom, it's hard to get laughs. If there's racket going on outside that distracts people, it's hard to get your good laughs. So it's a very tough art form in that what worked one time is not guaranteed to work the next time. And there's no worse feeling, man, than to be on stage and deliver something that you wrote yourself, that you believe in your heart, that people are going to dig, and then sit and stare at you like, dude, are you stupid? And of course you'd go, I guess I am, evidently.
Well, isn't the temptation there to go back to the, you've got classics, classic hits, right? You play the, right. And you got to move beyond those to keep growing, right? I'm assuming, but you know, you just said, there's that. I mean, save up. You can, is there something when things aren't clicking to go back and play the things that always have?
Well, yeah, there is that. Sometimes you just have to save yourself, you know, and go back to a golden oldie. You know, you got to kind of judge that audience, and you got to remember what venues you've been to, you know, in the past years and all that. And our tour schedule is pretty intense. So it's always this struggle to have brand new material. You always need that. And it's easy writing a bunch of material, but it's really hard writing really good material. You know, it's easy to fill an hour, but it's hard to fill an hour of gems. So you just have to stay at it. And I'll say this, emotional toughness is a big part of that art form, man, because you have to build that scar tissue. The new guys ask me, what does it take? I go, it takes getting your heart broken 1,000 times and then not give up, because that's how they weed you out, because the learning curve is steep and you can only learn it when you're under duress in front of a live audience. And you know how it is, man, when you're stressed, your motor skills get jacked up, your breathing is different. So it's a whole big thing.
Killer Bees on the line with us. Bees, in 2026, you know, technology, it's cool in one aspect, right? Like there's so much information out there. You can get so much out there. But on the other hand, it also kind of takes away in what you do, kind of like the mystery of, you know, I guess let's go back 20, 30 years ago, where really if you wanted to see your material, if you want to see your act, the only way you're going to really catch it is you have to show up, right? Where now there's so much stuff out there online. How do you balance the good and the bad or the challenges with social media and the technology today?
Right. Good question, man. And I think that what people need to be aware of is you cannot download live. There's a whole different thing when you're in a live performance situation. There's energy in the room. There's adrenaline there. There's expectations. You know, if you're watching clips online, then those are clips that people have selected for you to be able to see. But if you're at a live performance, you're seeing the ebb and flow in real time. You're seeing what works and what doesn't. You see pivots that weren't planned by the artist. It's a whole different experience to witness it live. And so people just need to keep that in mind, that that's where the action is. That's where improv happens. That's where the light bulb comes on or goes off for people, you know. So it's live is a whole different experience from just scrolling and watching clips.
By the way, you heard the ding of the bell. We've now found that if any of our guests say that's a really good question and they're so rare, here's what they're going to get. That's a good question. That's our good question, because it's so rare. We'll only ring that about once a month.
We made history.
I know. It's a good question, Darren.
We won't ring that thing at least till November.
Yeah, I'd say at least. It'll be rusted by then. I know the moonshine's out there. Now you've gone clean. What, tell me, Killer Bees, honey, lemon, sweet tea. What in the world are you doing?
Dude, this is an absolute great product, man. There's a dynasty coffee company down on the Gulf Coast called Hill & Brooks. Been in business for several decades. And they have now, in the past 2 years, moved into a sweet tea company as well. They've started a company called Cane Brew, as in cane sugar. And it's a cold brew tea. It comes in tea bags. You put it in a half-gallon pitcher of water, cool water. The kids can make it. You don't turn the stove on. You put your tea bag in the water, and you listen to the live version of Freebird. And when it gets done, your tea is ready. Now, the instructions – all right, let me – the instructions say you steep this tea from 8 to 20 minutes, depending on the sweetness level you want. So 8 minutes, as they say, is the minimum you should leave your bag in. 20 minutes, you get the full sweetness and the full flavor. So I like around 10 minutes. So that's why I say the live version of Freebird. You put your bag in, but then you have to start the recording where the guy goes, what song is it you want to hear? And then when the last chord gets done, then your tea is ready. But if you want it sweeter, you play the live version of Freebird, then Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh.
And then you get the ultimate sweetness. So it's
very simple. I mean, now I got to download to buy the tea. So anyway.
Hey, it's all natural ingredients, by the way. And I'm the first celebrity collaboration that they have ever done. So my product is the Killer Bees Honey Lemon Sweet Tea. And it is available at canebrew.com.
Cool, man.
And it's great tea, man. It is really, really good. And it's on my heart this day and age. You know, I have a legal line of moonshine on the market, but I don't even push that anymore, Greg, just to be honest with you. I'm on a sobriety kick, and I'm just not at peace with pushing liquor sales.
Man, good for you, man.
The church we go to, we have so many people that come out of addiction and out of incarceration in there that I'm hesitant to really go full-fledged into that product anymore. I like the sweet tea idea much better.
Attaboy. How many times have you played the Grand Ole Opry or been on the Grand Ole Opry stage?
28.
28 times? No.
Yeah.
28 times at the Grand Ole Opry. Really?
Yes, sir. And wow. That's been in just the last handful of years, because for so many years when I was there in Nashville, they would not hire me because I had, as Darren pointed out, a blue act.
Potty mouth.
The way they viewed it was, well, Bees, if they come see you do a clean set at the Opry and then go see you at Zany's or wherever and you do a dirty set, our audience is going to feel kind of like they got set up, you know. And I can kind of, you know, I can see that. And at the time back then, I was offended that they weren't going to use me yet. And I almost cut an album entitled Banned from the Grand Ole Opry. But I didn't, and now all these years later, they've embraced me and have brought me into the fold, so I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, 28 appearances on the Grand Ole Opry, that's wild. If you drive, you know, where Zany, everybody knows where Zany's is, they're on 8th Avenue, is at Douglas, you know, they got the murals painted, and I see your big old head every time I go by there, you're painted on the outside, so anyway.
My giant face is on the side of that building. And right where my forehead is, there's a trap door leading into the attic. Did you notice that? Next time you drive
I think it's sort of metaphor for real life, right?
Maybe.
I got a buddy of mine. Oh, by the way, I just texted Dewan, my buddy. Good thing I got some of Bees' sunshine. Good thing I got some of Bees' shine when I did. Thank you. You signed it for him back then. So that's thank you, Dewan. Hey, man, good talking to you. Tell Terry I said hello. You know what I think of you. You know that.
You got it. Love you, man. Right. Darren, nice to meet you, buddy. Love you.
Yes, sir. Big fan, Bees.
See you, bud.
The good work.
Thank you, brother.
All right,
man. All right, love y'all.
See you guys. Yeah. I don't know how we became friends, but we are. I mean, so he had to be the very first picking with a picker. Him and his wife, Terry, just wonderful people. And very convicted. And he, get this, he had 20 heart attacks in about a two-week period.
Geez.
And almost died.
Golly.
Yeah, and so, yeah, his perspective, obviously, in life has changed. Hey, we're wide open the rest of the hour. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-759-9949. A lot to figure out. Darren thinks that the Green Bay Packers should be suiting up against Clemson tomorrow. So anyway, 615-759.
No, the Browns.
The Browns. Yeah, well, that would be more
That'd be a good game.
That would be a good game. 615-759-9949. Parker, hit that button. Take us to the break.
When was the last time?
Tomorrow, if alive, Freddie Mercury would have been 80, so a little Queen bump today. By the way, a couple things. We were talking about this. I know the phone lines are full. We're going to get right to you. Thank you for calling. It's 615-759-9949. When somebody drops off, you can drop on. Metro Schools tonight, affecting this, they have moved all of their games back 30 minutes. So our Metro game, we just got this notice. Thanks, Craig Ladd, but I've also seen it elsewhere. So, and then some school systems are out today because of the heat.
I saw some Wilson of them County, I think, was out
games.
Today.
Yeah, Wilson County schools out today because of the heat. You know, go ahead there.
No, we got loaded phones.
I know, you're over there, thinking people should just die to go to school.
No, that's not true.
All right, so... Yeah, tonight, just check, because kickoff times have been changed. Our game now has been moved back to 7, pregame 7:30, Lawson at Stratford. Dane is up first. Good morning, Dane. What's up, buddy? Hello, Dane. All right.
We'll try again. We'll put him on hold and come there, back.
I hear it. Dane. All right, let's punt or recalibrate. Eric could go next. Eric,
can you hear me, Greg?
Oh yeah, I can hear you, Eric. How you doing? What's up, bud?
Okay. I'm doing great. You know, some days I could pick you up, other days I have issues because I guess I almost the sunlight away my radius position or whatever. It happened when I turned it on this morning. You had a very contentious conversation, so I'm not gonna get into that.
Darren's wrong, and that's the end of the story.
But first of all, I just want to wish both of you guys a very, very happy Labor Day weekend. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great time. I also want to wish the same thing to the listeners. Hope everybody will be safe and don't over imbibe. So, yeah. Guys, a couple of things, and I'll get off. First of all, I know you talked high school football, but I just, Greg, want to get your honest opinion because I know you know a lot about high school football. What are your thoughts on Hillsborough? Because I, of course, graduated Hillsborough. I know they beat Kenwood week one, I think it was 14-7, and they beat Overton last week 26-9. Do you think this team realistically has a shot to get to the playoffs or just?
Yeah. I don't know a lot about Hillsborough. I know they got a new coach, right? So who is it? It used to be, who's the new coach?
Yeah.
Jamal Stewart. Thank you, Job. Good Lord. Jamal Stewart over there. Yeah. So, yeah, we got Monterio Hardesty, you know. So, what do you – hey, Big Joe over here. Come here. I got to leave early. I'm driving to Athens.
Put the ass in Athens.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it was a distraction. Whatever. I hear all that.
Well, you don't know. You're not the distraction, Eric. Trust me.
But seriously, I just wondered what your honest opinion was of them, and did you think that they were
listening? Jamal Stewart, thanks for the assist, Big Joe. Just comes in to answer your question.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, real quick. Yeah. I know you like it. We start our top 10 NFL rankings next Wednesday on the show.
Wednesday at 11.
We'll do it every Wednesday.
Yeah. One other quick thing, and I'll get off. I wonder if you'd heard about the latest Mark Sanchez, the story this morning that was going out, that he had decided to plead guilty on that assault on the, I guess, a 69-year-old security guard. because the trial was supposed to be next week, but apparently there's reports he's going to plead guilty. I didn't know if you'd heard that or not.
I have not seen that.
Well, I mean, yeah,
I thought you were going to go with the North Carolina situation that we haven't talked about yet.
What? I mean, oh, end no, up no. stabbing him or something. What? Something.
Yeah. I think it was, but I saw that early this morning on the news. I didn't know if you'd heard that, but anyway, I'll get off. Let you get some of the calls. Y'all have a great Labor Day holiday weekend. And, George, be safe when you head down to Georgia for the TSU game.
Thank you. Well, hey, Parker, what are you talking to Plaster over there while we're doing the show? Seriously. Are you? What's he want?
He wanted to talk to you.
Wants to talk to me?
He said he'd like to talk to you after you're done on the air.
I mean, he wants to talk to me after I'm done on the air.
Yes.
So, you know, he knows.
You're getting called into the principal's office.
He has my phone number. GP, I've known him longer.
What have you done, GP?
I've known him longer than you've been alive. And so Plaster is calling you to want to talk to me after the show.
Well, he originally called the phone lines. I answered.
Why?
I don't think he was – well – I don't know. Maybe he wanted to chime in on the conversation.
Big Joe popping in. We had like 14 different conversations going on at one time.
Yeah, I know. I was in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm going, what? I was like a
You're
damn,
looking at me. Yeah, I know.
I feel bad when I'm phoning phone calls back here because I'm sitting right across from you.
Well, I don't want Big Joe screaming to my right. Parker's over here.
Well, Parker,
you, Eric.
Parker, you don't whisper. Let's just put it that way.
I'm trying to be quiet.
You're got a...
But if I whisper, they won't be able to hear me. So it's a...
But Plaster,
really, everybody should feel sorry for me. I
really watch these tears. All right, cry me a river all of a sudden. No, but so we got Plaster calling you to tell me
you
he wants to talk
to
me
you.
After the show. Maybe congratulate me on my Colorado.
You're in trouble.
He's calling back.
My God.
You're in trouble.
Now, let's go to somebody else. I don't want to mess with him.
Let's get Michigan.
Michigan in Murfreesboro. Whichever one, just punch one up. I don't care. Michigan. I agree 100%. There you are. Who is this?
This is Nate, not Michigan.
Oh, okay. Nate, what's up?
Man,
Nate.
I tell y'all what, I blame today's show off of that first caller. Woo-wee.
Yeah, this show is sponsored by Moonshiners today.
So let's get this back on the tracks. With what has happened in good old Louisiana, what can the courts do if the SEC ended up basically not listening to the courts, and if LSU ends up playing those players this weekend, and it still stands, this injunction, and the LSU or they put LSU under the punishments that they were that they've put out there, what can the courts do? I'm kind of equating this to the Arian Carter situation that Tennessee had, where they should really, if he was going to be suspended, they should have just played him anyways.
Well, the courts can't do anything.
Well,
can they?
They can uphold the punitive damages to come, but right now this is a state judge who's made this ruling. The SEC has filed in federal court. So if they play an NFL player tomorrow and Kiffin is suspended for 6 games and they're penalized 50% of their football operating budget, then that will be then taken to federal court.
I'm sure they'll be countersued for doing that.
Exactly. So this is going to fly up the courts and wherever it'll be, but the SEC absolutely had to take a stand.
So would it be only monetary punishments for the SEC if the court sided with LSU? Because
up to the judge to decide any kind of punitive damages or a reward. But the reward would be then LSU would need to counter sue and ask.
Well, and what I'm thinking is, if that's all that's going to be, the SEC is one of the top two, if not the highest monetary college conference in the country. So what's it to them if they're just going to have to pay some money?
Well, first off, Lane Kiffin doesn't want to sit half the season, okay? Number two, 50% of the LSU football operating budget is
$25 million.
How much is it? Oh, more than that. I would guess just
their, it's the operating budget, not the player budget.
Okay. I would say all of the
$50 million.
Well, I would say all of the above. Their NIL's probably $30 million annually. So, and then you pop it on top of that, their operating budget's probably $150 million.
But it was just a thought I had, and so it may not come to fruition. But I was just, been playing some scenarios.
Oh, it's a chess. It's a chess match.
I don't think he's going to play them, but I don't know. We will see. I mean,
if he doesn't play them, he's a hypocrite because he doesn't believe in everything he did to this point. You've won your case. You've got him. If why go this far and
because
and
the
win?
SEC then came over top when he did
The ball's in the SEC's court. The ball's in the SEC's court right now.
Let me tell you, if Greg Sankey doesn't do what he did, I guarantee he would have played these players.
Oh, I know. But
guaranteed.
But he forced the SEC to do what's
right.
Right.
That's what changed.
I won't be surprised.
End of the day, can't we? We can talk about semantics and chess match. What's right?
Yeah, but you know
what's wrong?
What's that kickoff set for tomorrow night?
6 o'clock.
Yeah. Do you know how many eyes are going to be? By the way, they have to. Actually, I think doesn't he have to declare today?
Yes.
Right. He has to declare today.
6:30 on ABC. Tomorrow
okay.
Night.
I mean, look, they are going to have eyes on that product. If he wanted attention, he's got it.
Speaking of attention, we got another caller. See you, man.
Thank you, Nate.
Have a great one, guys.
George Plasters called the show. What might we do for you, Plaz?
Hoagie, it is such an honor to listen to your show.
The Blue Act?
I mean,
the Blue Act?
Darren and I have, you know, a lot of past history, but I was greatly amused. I was trying to do something nice and basically not bother you and tell Parker, hey, when he gets off the air, ask him to give me a holler. For yesterday, you brought up a technological snafu in the show that you and I both know I can't solve.
Well, I would categorize it as a cluster, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, stuff happens.
It seems to happen a lot really on our show.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's okay. Plaz, I've done underdog picks with you since Parker was born, and it's the first time I had to hear myself 8 seconds later.
Okay, and I get that. I don't know how to fix it, but that was what I had called about so that the entire listening world would know. But since you have me on here, let me give you another scenario.
Oh, boy.
Okay, it's vigilante me. Mm. I brought it up on my show. Mm. Dabo needs to, you know, when the two coaches shake hands before the game, Dabo needs to say to him, listen, you need to know this. You put one of those guys in the game, we walk. I've got the approval of the ACC. My athletic director and president are supporting this. You want to act like a fool, we're not going to be a part of it.
Why? Why wouldn't you do? If the SEC is going to follow up on this new, you know, this new rule now, Greg Sankey's flexed. Why wouldn't you? If he's going to do it, then why wouldn't you want LSU to, you know, lose half their operations budget and Lane Kiffin serve 6-game suspension? Why wouldn't you want that to happen?
Well, okay, I think we're all going to assume that in the end.
Yeah, I don't
That's
think he
not
will.
What's
yeah,
happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But if it's not going to happen, why go this far and not play them?
Well, I don't know, but I'll ask you one other thing. This is the exact same issue as the kid Bediako, who ended up playing in a game against Tennessee back in January.
Yes, exactly.
Why did Greg Sankey sit on the sideline and do absolutely nothing? And now all of a sudden he's hot to trot. You know, he's Mr. Court. The fact of the matter is he's got a little hot air windbag in him. And he's made these situations worse because you don't know where the hell he's coming from.
Well, he's coming. He's coming from the money side.
Wow, that's a different. That's a perspective, kind of more on my side there.
Well,
Bogey. Are you going to attack?
No,
GP.
I just saying,
attacked me.
14 wrongs don't make a right.
So, Darren, you took more of my thing.
Yes,
you didn't like.
No, oh, no, Pokey, he did. No, been, Darren thinks. Well, there's a loophole. I mean, you take advantage of it.
He read the Constitution in the first segment. Mm-hmm. Of the show.
You know. Once upon a time, George, LSD used to be legal in our country. It's not because we found out what it was.
That's his apples to apples. Exactly. That's his apples to apples comparison.
Well, you did Little League baseball.
Acid in the 60s and 70s to LSU playing these players.
Or Little League baseball rules. That was your apples to apples. None of them. Neither one of them work. It shows the ridiculousness of your argument. We're all talking about one thing here. Should they be allowed to play an NFL player? The answer is no. The answer is no.
The answer is no.
Exactly. So how we got to this point, let's fix it.
That's what Lane Kiffin's trying to do.
No, he's not. He's not trying to fix anything.
Who isn't?
Lane's not trying to fix anything.
No. The problem with the whole thing right now is that you can get a judge in your area to support.
You think a judge down there is not going to rule in favor of LSU? Are you kidding me? He'd be out in the swamp eaten by alligators.
Yeah, but isn't that what our court system is all about?
At the state level, absolutely. At the state level, yes.
So underneath that, it's just whoever bribes you, whoever pays you the most, whoever makes you.
I'd say that's happened since both of us have been alive. Yeah, that's happened forever.
But that's not what our system of government is supposed to do.
Well, guess what? Our system of government sucks.
Well,
because it's run by people, not philosophy.
Well, it's still better than anybody else's system in the world.
Well, I guarantee you, Russia's not letting pro players play amateur sports.
Well, I have not.
That is
football.
Actually factually incorrect.
Yeah, you're right.
Incorrect.
You're right. Let me go to Haiti.
Like,
let me go to Haiti.
That
let
is
me,
a let me do horrible Haiti. Example.
I know. Well, as soon as I said it, I'm going to shut up. What do you want, Plaz?
Well, I'm just going
to
leave.
Am I supposed to call you later about something
else?
No,
I want more. I want George to keep going because I want you to give us another great example.
Well, Darren, first of all, you know how much I enjoyed working with you. We had a lot of fun together for a long, long time. Lord only knows, because you and I come at a lot of these things the same way. So I just want to wish you the very best on whatever arguments Pogey puts out there back at you.
I appreciate it, George. I do.
No matter how
all the backing
no
I can get.
No matter how incorrect he is, you don't care. He just hopes he wins against me.
Listen, Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
All right. Hey, about next time, every Thursday at 4 o'clock, I only want to hear myself once. Once is enough.
No.
George, I can tell you, this is not for show. Like, he called me before that segment just to voice his displeasure for hearing himself
twice.
Yeah.
But guess what? Colorado, winner, winner. Ding, ding, ding. Come on, Colorado, winner, winner last night.
You know what? That one pissed me off.
Wow. This kid's making it personal now, right? Well, Pogue won. It pisses me off. Wow.
Well, because Georgia Tech gave that
they
game
gagged.
Away. Oh, my God.
Gag.
First, think about this. 2.5 minutes left. Georgia Tech up 3 is 1st and 10 from Colorado's 14. And did they really make much of an effort to get the final first down that would win them the game? I say no. You have benefited from stupidity.
I've say that's a lifetime thing for me, quite frankly. I've benefited from stupidity my whole life.
Maybe somebody was on acid for Georgia Tech.
Back when it was legal. Bye.
Are y'all having fun?
No, absolutely not. I'm just glad I got to just hear me once.
I'm having fun, but I'm losing weight on this show because I come in very nervous every day, excited and nervous because I never know where the show's going.
Did you feel that way when you worked with me?
Nervous for different reasons.
The way I look at it, we start in a dumpster. If we get out of it, we won. Okay?
Look, the one thing George said for sure that was true is we did, which is probably pretty scary, right? We do think alike on a lot of topics.
George, I hate to do this, but we got to run.
Listen, we got to run.
We got to run.
We got to run.
Absolutely.
No, I hate to do this.
Again, everybody.
We've got the runs. I mean, we got to run.
And see, that's where I'm talking about, George,
that
right
one
there.
Extra
that's
step. The one extra
that's
one.
The nervous part right there.
One extra step. What the? Have you done your live read today?
I have.
Well, you're shuffling the papers over there.
Well, I just wanted to, we haven't gotten to all of our phone calls. We've had loaded lines.
Well, tell Plaz not to barge in. All right. Do we have calls right now, Parker?
One more.
All right, let's take a break. And who is it? Dane again? Is he filtering out there in space somewhere?
We haven't had Michigan on, who's got – he needs to tell us about the –
At this point, I don't know who's left.
I think we're three breaks behind. Let's take one of them right now. Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Little Queen Freddie Mercury would have been 80 tomorrow. Parker Kelly, good job by you today. Sorry you had to put up with this. Darren, good job by you. Sorry you had to put up with this. Greg Bogue, great job by you. I'm glad I put up with this. No comment?
Doesn't need a comment.
615-759-9949. We'll get a call or two if we get on out of here. Michigan in the borough. Michigan, good morning, afternoon, good night. How you doing?
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I have to say, guys, I thought that perhaps I had walked into a production-ready time machine because it had been a real long time since I'd been left to die on hold while Plaster did a monologue on Nashville radio. I didn't even know that was still a thing. That was really enjoyable for me.
Well, yeah, he just horned in, really, quite frankly.
Yes, he horned in, did his director thing. It's been a while since I've experienced that. I really thought I walked into a time loop there for just a second. First of all, I walked into some interesting territory the last time I called in and didn't get to my Luke Evangelista take. So I promised Darren I would get that off before the week was out and upset people even further. I don't think it's a big deal. That's where I come out. I understand he's a 24-year-old forward. I understand he's a middle six, maybe top six winger. But if you look at the winger depth of the Nashville Predators right now, I'm not even going to list all the names because there's too many of them to list. There's like nine guys coming in the next two seasons, possibly, who are at his skill level. And in some cases, like Riker Lee and Igor Cern, even better than he is. I'm perfectly fine with Chris McFarland doing this. Now, if he takes that draft capital and turns it into a defenseman that gets Brady Shea and his legs made out of tungsten off my top pair, then I'll feel a lot happier about things. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, I do want to say something really quick about something that the Pogster and I care a lot about. There's some good Rutherford County football, high school football tonight, by the way, as well, including the school both of my children have attended, and one is currently attending Blackman hosting Riverdale.
Yeah.
So if you're in the area, come out for that. Blackman and Riverdale are always fighting to see who gets the honorary gesture of being cremated by Oakland in the region title game. But nonetheless, we keep trying. So come out for that. I'm really curious what you think about MTSU, Pogster, because I spend a lot more time and attention on the basketball programs, which are going to have very interesting years this year. I don't spend as much time on the football program, and they are in a very, very weird fork in the road season this year. where I think some of the fan base has really tuned out the program. And if they go down 7-0 tomorrow at Floyd Stadium, and it's anything approaching what happened last year in week one against the team they were expected to beat, man, you are going to be able to hear children playing with balloon animals. It's going to be so quiet in that stadium. I think they're a program at a real, real fork in the road. And if you go even 5-6 or 7, if you make a lower end bowl game, okay, it's wheels up, you're probably safe. Anything below that, and I think it's back to the drawing board with a new president coming in, and I think ostensibly probably a new athletic director sometime in the next couple of years. So interested to see what the Pogster thinks. Wanted to say hi to Darren. Hope you guys have a wonderful Labor Day holiday. I'll be playing golf on Monday. Hope everybody's doing something else they enjoy as well.
Well, we all won't. Right. Yeah, we won't
stay,
be here Monday.
Stay cool.
Wow. There was a lot there. Yeah, I think third year for Derek Mason. Three wins, you know, they lost Austin Peay in the opener last year. 2 years ago, they, you know, without a, maybe a rain delay, they might have lost to Tennessee Tech, which outplayed them. They can't lose tomorrow to Murray State. They just can't do that. So, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I like Gagliano, the quarterback. He came in late last year down the stretch, played well. It looks like they have Roman, you know, some – but. The transfer portal, did they upgrade there? They have some an influx of some transfer portal people. Yeah, I think that it's a very important year for Derek Mason. The new president certainly, I think, was heavy-handed in the hiring of Derek Mason. But the previous one, Dr. McPhee, who I have great respect for, but it's MTSU football is at a crossroads. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Well, when we did the over-unders here recently, mm-hmm. I think you had
it's three
MTSU
and a half.
At 3.5.
The book, I don't. Vegas has it at 3.5.
Okay. And I said, look, for Derek Mason's sake, it's got to be the over. I mean, it's just – it's got to be. It cannot be the under. Like you said, this is year three. It's got to show
– progress.
Yeah.
Progress.
It's got to show steps forward. So, yeah. It's well, got to be the over. And if you're going to be the over, it's got to start with a W Saturday.
Well, and I don't know the complete outreach of Derek Mason in the community. I don't know. But that's, I think, where it starts in a lot of ways. You build a support group with boosters who are committed to your program and not that it's MTSU, and you're obligated to do it because it's MTSU.
Have fun tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock kickoff down in Athens.
It's going to be on Cromwell property, 1021 The Ville, 1:30 the pregame. Yeah, after the show, I'm driving down to Athens, Georgia. Nick Guerrero and I will be doing that. Let me run through everything we got going. By the way, 30 minutes later tonight for the Metro Game of the Week, because of the heat, all the Metro games, check your listings. Some games have been canceled because of the heat, postponed, or whatever you want to term it. So 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30, Jake Lyman, Coach Bubba Spears, Nick Frazier, Lawson at Stratford, 2-0 teams will be doing that. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Prep Football Talk, both these shows from Roy's Meat Service, Prep Football Talk, Bubba Spears. We've got the Brentwood Academy head coach, Paul Wade, Cruz Jenkins, the quarterback. He was our Tim Leaper Roofing Player of the Week for week two, Mid-State. He's headed to Ole Miss commitment. We got that. Legend, former McGavick, legendary Metro coach, Wes Elrod, Craig with that. And then at 10 o'clock, Nick is going to flip over to 102.5 and do that hour of that show, Parker, tomorrow morning, right? What's that called? The Saturday morning show that they do on 102.5. Like I said,
Weekend Huddle.
Yeah, the Weekend Huddle. And he's going to be doing it from that last hour from Roy's. And we'll do a replay of 101, my conversation with Davis Nolan, longtime Channel 2 meteorologist. Yeah. So, and then Labor Day weekend.
Speaking of Ole Miss, they'll be at Nissan Stadium Sunday night, 6:30 kickoff, as they take on Jeff Brohm and the Louisville Cardinals. If you're not going to the game, you can watch it on ABC.
Yeah. Back-to-back ABC games tomorrow night, LSU-Clemson at 6:30. And understand that it won't be the Packers. Actually, it's going to be the Nashville Cats suiting up for LSU. And That's on ABC. Mm-hmm. Does he play him or not?
No, I don't think he does.
Then why go this far?
We'll have that conversation on Monday.
What? No, we won't. Tuesday. You can. Tuesday. I'll see you Monday there. I'll see you there. We're not on Monday. By the way, happy anniversary to my lovely bride of 38 years.
Bless your heart, Rob.
We got married. Bless your heart. I was 15. She was 13. So
she's not listening.
It's what we do in Kentucky.
Wow. Pokey, it's been fun. Week two in the books.
Lordy mercy.
Everybody have a safe Labor Day weekend.
What are the odds that we'll be back Tuesday? You think they just come in here and, like the vaudeville cane hook, and just jerk us down the steps here? Parker, what'd you learn today?
Nothing. No. Not a thing.
Well, let's keep it that way. All right, everybody, thank you for, we're 2 weeks in this. It's like, the pie's just in the oven. It's nowhere near baked yet, okay? Is that a fair analogy?
We'll take that. That'll work.
By the way, our Killer Bees segment was picking with the pickers. At the end of the segment, I got so enamored with my conversation with Bees, we didn't even pick any games. No. So let's do it real quick. MTSU minus 20.5 over Murray State.
I'll take the points.
You going to take the plus?
I'll take the points.
I think Middle takes care of it. Tennessee, 46.5 over Furman.
I'll take the points.
I do, too. Georgia, minus 50 over TSU.
I will not take the points. I'm laying
the
50.
I will abstain. Vandy, 29.5.
I'll take the points.
Over Austin Peay.
I'm going to take the points in all of them but Georgia.
I think Austin Peay will play a decent game. They're well-coached. Coach Ferris.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah. So, anyway. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening.
Vanderbilt's tight end is in question. Yeah. Might not play. The replacement to Stowers, so.
Well, what are they going to do, go get Aaron Kinney?
Probably not. By the way, Chris Marv, defensive coordinator for Colorado last night. I didn't realize he was the D.C. Good job by him.
Former Vanderbilt linebacker. Yes. Yeah, Chris Marv.
Really good player.
He's spelled Mavre, like Brett Favre. All right. Hey, thank you for listening to this nonsense. Appreciate it. Rich Eisen is somewhere in there. Have a good day.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.